Welcome to our newest podcast. In this podcast, we will be presenting a simple but effective breathing technique for improved well-being. Breathing is essential to life. Without it, we do not survive. But it is also much more than just a survival technique. It is intricately connected to the very essence of life itself. It is fundamental for all living things. As our form of respiration, it brings the much-needed and essential nutrient, oxygen, and facilitates the release of the waste matter, carbon dioxide, from our community of cells. Breathing is interconnected with many physiological functions, and there is clear, concrete scientific evidence that controlled breathing also has a direct effect on our emotions and mental processes as well. If you're further interested in these subjects, there is an infinite amount of material online. However, be alert that not all of it is substantiated. So search with alert awareness and a critical eye towards legitimacy. There are so many different breathing traditions and techniques that it would take weeks, if not more, to go through them all. Every one of them offering their own unique methods and results. I have learned and practiced many, and regularly practice those that I feel appropriate to the situation. In this podcast, I would like to introduce you to one which I have experience with and believe is a great place to start in the art of breathing. Additionally, it is one of the best for reducing stress and anxiety. It is not the most complex nor the fanciest, but the one I teach to most of my friends, patients, and students at the beginning. This technique was developed from my learning and practicing the methods offered by the HeartMath Institute, a wonderful organization and one of the earliest to go into the scientific research of breathing and how it can work in conjunction with the heart and the body to bring about a fantastic sense of well-being. For those of you who have not listened to any of my previous podcasts, some background on myself and breathing. I began studies at a very young age with my teacher in the Chan Buddhist tradition. During my formative years, he encouraged me to study other methods and traditions as the opportunities arose. And so I was also exposed to Chinese Taoism, Native American shamanism, and Jewish Kabbalistic studies. After ordination and receiving transmission at the age of 25, I became involved more deeply in the Oriental healing traditions of acupuncture, qigong, Chinese medicine, and shiatsu. Through the years, many of the practices I encountered had various breathing techniques for different purposes. It became clear to me that breathing was an essential tool to facilitate learning to know oneself. In my pursuit to broaden my experience, I came across the HeartMath Institute and did their training and studied their practices. The emphasis was always on heart coherence, which is not the subject of this podcast, but if it interests you, I suggest you visit their site. After practicing for several months, I realized that here was a simple breathing method which not only encouraged heart coherence, but also was very similar to methods taught in essential Vipassana and Chan training. I integrated it all and began to practice myself to test it out. After several months of practicing, I began to suggest it to friends, patients, and students, and the results have all been positive. It is easy to learn and has wonderful results if done diligently and sincerely. However, I want to make it very clear that nothing I am presenting here should be construed as medical advice or as a solution to a medical problem. If you are having a medical problem, be it emotional, mental, physical, or psychological, then please, I encourage you to consult a qualified practitioner in the appropriate field for advice and assistance. Let's begin with a brief introduction about breathing. We all know that breathing is essential for life. The act of breathing brings oxygen into our lungs so that it can be transferred from our lungs to our blood and then pumped throughout the body by the heart to facilitate cellular functioning. From the earliest times, various different traditions from different parts of the world discovered the power in breathing and adapting it for various outcomes. In Sanskrit, the word pranayama is used to refer to the art and practice of specific breathing techniques for special effects on body and mind. Similarly, in the Chinese Taoist practices, there are also many different breathing techniques to affect certain results. Many of the shamanic practices I have encountered from various traditions also utilize breathing as part of their ceremonies for healing and spiritual revelation. Recent scientific research has shed even more light on the various effects of the different methods and modes of breathing. The HeartMath Institute, that I have already mentioned, has been at the forefront of some of this research. Their emphasis and focus is on heart coherence. In a very simplistic sense, we can say it is when the body, that is the heart, brain, respiratory system, all become in sync and heart rate variability is in balance. What follows is that functions such as endocrine function, hormonal function, neurotransmitters, and others align and harmonize with each other, creating a more harmonious environment for our bodily functions. For a more comprehensive explanation and understanding of heart coherence, please visit the HeartMath Institute's website. One of the wonderful results of heart coherence is also a sense of peace and calm, and a very quick reduction of stress at all levels. In their research, they found that breathing as close as possible to 5 breaths per minute was the quickest method to induce coherence. There are other aspects to the HeartMath methods, which if you are interested, you can also find at their website. And I can say that I have used their methods both personally and with patients for many years, always with good success. So now on to the method. How does one arrive at breathing 5 times per minute? First and most importantly, it is important that it does not involve stress. That is, after all, what we would like to reduce. We start with finding a comfortable position that allows us easy breathing and does not require strain or stressful effort to maintain. It can be sitting cross-legged or lying on the floor, or on a comfortable chair that allows the back to be aligned, or even on a bed which is firm enough so that the spine is not excessively curved, but not so firm such as so the lower back will go into a reverse curvature. This is also a point to watch out if you are lying on the floor. Once you are comfortable, you close your eyes, you place your tongue up to the roof of your mouth with your mouth closed, as you will be breathing through your nose, and then you begin to breathe comfortably and naturally in a relaxed manner. After 3 or 4 breaths, you will begin to pay attention to the air moving in and out through your nostrils. You will see if you can feel and try to feel the flow of the air either on the upper lip, at the edge of your nostrils, or just inside your nose as it passes in and out. We will continue this for about 3 minutes, and then we will begin to breathe at the pace of 5.45 breaths per minute, more or less. We will try to do this for 5 minutes. I'm going to play a soundtrack that you can follow. Not everyone is actually going to find that the 5 breaths per minute exactly is right. It might be a little more, might be a little less, depending on your lung capacity, your structure, your size, and your age. However, the 5 breaths per minute is a good guideline to start with. Upon the end of the 5 minutes, you're going to allow your breath to return to normal, to begin with relaxed breathing, and once you are comfortable, take 3 deeper relaxed breaths and bring your attention back to your surroundings and then slowly open your eyes. Once you're back, begin by moving your fingers and toes and then the rest of your body and finally return to present attention. At first, the transition to the 5-minute breath pattern or 5 breaths per minute pattern may feel a bit uncomfortable as it may either be too fast or too slow, depending on your normal breathing pace. However, with practice, it will become more comfortable. You should begin to notice the results quite soon after trying. If you do have any questions, please feel free to email us at info@path-2-wisdom.org and we will respond as quickly as possible. Great. So let's begin. Find a comfortable position that allows easy breathing and does not require strain or stressful effort to maintain. It can be sitting cross-legged or lying on the floor, or in a comfortable chair that allows your back to be aligned, or even on a bed which is firm enough so that the spine does not curve excessively. However, it should not be so hard that your lower back goes into a reverse curvature. This also applies if you're lying on the floor. Once you're comfortable, close your eyes and place your tongue up to the roof of your mouth, and with your mouth closed, begin to breathe through your nose. Take, as you breathe, try and perceive and feel the movement of the air as it passes through the nostrils, either on the top of the upper lip or at the edge of the nostrils or inside the nose itself. Just give yourself a little bit of time and focus on that area as you are breathing in a very relaxed and comfortable manner. A minute or two is enough just to bring your attention and focus it. So let's begin. Inhale. Exhale. 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 And now as you relax, we're going to shift and move to the pace of 5 breaths per minute. I'll have a soundtrack that you can follow, the inhalation and the exhalation. Do your best to follow it, but don't stress. If you find it too fast, then slow down at your own pace. If you find it too slow, then you can speed up a little bit, but try to stay as close to it as possible at the beginning. This is the adjustment phase. And now we'll begin. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Follow the soundtrack. Thank you. how allow your breathing to come back to normal. Breathing at a pace and a speed that goes evenly and comfortable for you. Take a moment to allow your breathing to come back to normal. And as you're there, once you feel comfortable, take three relaxed, deeper breaths. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. Inhale and exhale. And then let your breath just relax back to normal. Slowly bring your attention to where you are, and you can open your eyes. Begin by moving your fingers and toes, and then the rest of your body, and finally return your attention to where you are at the present. And there you have it. As I have already mentioned, it might take a little bit of practice to get the rhythm correct, but it will come quickly. If you have an interest to go deeper into the science of heart rate variability or heart coherence, then I can highly recommend the Heart Math Institute, www.heartmath.org. Thank you for listening, and I hope you find the practice helpful and beneficial. Take care, stay safe, and stay in touch with your heart.